Washington tailback Deontay Cooper, by the way, joining us now. We were just talking about this with your linebacker teammate. This is a year of the running back in the Pac-12. We've talked about this conference and its quarterbacks for so many years, but this year I feel there's still good QBs, but it's more about the running back talent in this conference this year. And, you know, you've got a bunch of really established names. How does Deontay Cooper make himself the guy that we're talking about at the end of the year?
You know, you just got to – I got to keep grinding, man, and staying healthy and believing in my offensive line, trusting them, trusting the plan that Coach Pete and Coach Bonifat have for me, and continue to grind and, you know, kind of try to – and try to rely and compete with the guys in my room. You know, making my plays when they present themselves, you know, making explosive runs, you know, doing the things on third down as far as blocking, catching the ball out of the backfield, kind of having that that presence that's felt, I mean, when you go out there on Saturdays.
Explain to me the Tough Husky Award. You were – it's like one of those in-team awards, right?
Yeah. It's an award that they give to someone's most inspirational. What people don't know is I was most inspirational, but I had a lot of support. I mean, from my teammates, from my coaches, from my trainers, from the institution itself. So I didn't do this by myself. So the award should go to all of us. But I was happy when I got the reward and thankful that it was voted on. And it was exciting.
Who's going to be your quarterback?
You know, we're all going to see. But, you know, whoever it is week one, he's gonna be qualified to get the job done.
Got any hints? Got any thoughts? Got anybody who's got the edge right now?
You know, those guys are all slinging the ball. They're all showing great leadership, man, and it's kind of hard to pinpoint one guy because I feel like they've all been doing a great job this summer. And it's definitely going to be a competition here.
Are there things you're not telling us?
Absolutely.
you know, we won't tell Coach Pete that you were talking to us. It's just us talking.
It's just us.
We'll rat you out.
I heard that before.
We know that the coaches are going to make that decision, and they've probably got certain things that they're looking for. But, you know, as an upperclassman, as a leader on this team, what's the trait or the ability you're looking for most, and whoever it is, as your starting quarterback? What's the thing that guy has to have in order for you to feel like that was the correct decision?
I mean, I think that all great quarterbacks know how to command the huddle. You know, they command the huddle. And when they speak, guys listen. And once you can get a quarterback that does that, I mean, on any team, you know what I mean? I feel like you're starting at a great place.
What do you know about Utah football? You guys haven't seen them in a couple of years up at UW,
right?
And they're coming to your place in early November. You're a SoCal guy, a lot of Southern California guys. They've got a great running back, too, in Devontae Booker. So, So what does Deontay Cooper know about Devontae Booker and the Utes?
It's funny, man, because me and Devontae actually had a conversation last night, and we were chatting it up. We just got in. And he had just came from a little restaurant or something. And we were just talking, man, and talking about the Pac-12 and his journey and my journey, and realized that our journeys wasn't too different from each other as far as the adversity we had to overcome to get to where we are now.
Well, hey, have a good rest of your media days.
Thank you.
Don't let Feeney give you any grief about your haircut.
Not at all.
That haircut looks good.
It is.
Hey, I might put him to sleep tonight, man. You might not see him tomorrow.
You got to do what you got to do.
Hey.